USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FBI is assisting with a hostage situation at a Jewish synagogue in Texas. A man claiming to be armed has taken the rabbi and three others hostage at Congregation Beth Israel in Colleyville, Texas. The suspect is claiming to have put explosives in unknown locations and has demanded to speak with his sister, who he says is Afia Siddiqui, a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted more than a decade ago in New York of trying to kill American military personnel and FBI agents in Afghanistan. The hostage taker inside the synagogue is apparently demanding to have his sister freed from prison, where she's serving an 86-year sentence. The Biden administration and Texas Governor Greg Abbott say they're closely monitoring the situation in Colleyville, which is just northwest of Dallas. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A winter storm is hitting the nation from the Carolinas all the way up through the Dakotas. Store shelves are being emptied as people prepare for the storm. In eastern Minnesota, wind gusts of up to 20 miles per hour made it difficult for anyone trying to keep the streets clear.
The wind will make life a whole lot worse for us. I mean, you can keep up the snow, but the wind's not going to be your friend at all.
The National Weather Service says some people might see as much as 20 straight hours of snow. And the West Coast is watching for high water due to a tsunami advisory after an underwater volcano erupted near Tonga. Dave Snyder is at the National Tsunami Warning Center.
We've heard of some minor impacts there around the Los Angeles area, parking lot flooding, I think. But on the other side of things, we've heard of impacts around Hawaii, where they've had boats moved out of the water and onto the dock. So we're just beginning to see that from the initial wave moving in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The overall totals over the Christmas season were better than expected. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the story.
Americans were in quite the buying mood over this past holiday season, setting a new record for holiday shopping. The National Retail Federation says holiday sales across the U.S. totaled $886.7 billion. The increase was particularly noticeable in November and December when sales, which include those made online, soared by more than 14%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Some Democrats are concerned about the White House's response to the Omicron variant of COVID-19. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
A group of five Senate Democrats are hitting the White House over the response to the COVID Omicron surge. The group writing a letter to top White House COVID advisor Jeff Zients and citing grave concerns about this current state of preparedness and the response to the latest surge. The Democrats want to know why the Biden administration failed to act earlier to increase access to at-home test kits. The letter was signed by Nevada's Jackie Rosen, Georgia's John Ossoff, West Virginia's Joe Manchin, and two Arizonans, Mark Kelly and Kyrsten Sinema. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.